Shusav Imari, and then the Chaburah. First of all, the Shabbos, Simon Reishman Beis. The title is the idea of the Zohar recovered Shabbos. Be very careful about the honor of Shabbos. Therefore, feel those who need others. And Yishalei Ma'at, Yishalei Mezarez himself, to Mechabes of Shabbos. The way the Mishpura explains the three different Mamari Chazal, and therefore comes out of the Chor, there are four different Dargis in the Gear to a person how to deal with this. One is a person who is a rich person. Bizan the Chazal, it says, Shema Angoy, with either big fish over here, in the case of Moshe Shumon and Tashon Shaltardin. And the words are Kolfim and Hogoy, have your Machshevet. Usually, the words are like Sanjit Timurishnun, Boss of Yog, Viyayin, Rechol McDonald's, all different types of delicacies over here. The Vichiloisai, one to your Chaylis Hashem Chabadet, one person who's an usher, a second Argo, person who has Gimel Sudois. Where Mishmua says the chiv is to have three suitors. Plus, the idea of kashda harsno, these types of fish over here, to mechabed Shabbos. Third dagger, he says, person who's a shast chuka b'yoser. That means he is very stuck. How he's still not taking him stuck over here. Here's when we say the mamori chazal of Kivo, a say Shabbat chachol at tzarf librius. This situation, aloch, is that he has no din or chiv of gimel suitors. It's enough two suitors. He has no din of kashda harsno. The fourth level, the Chofetz Chaim says, person is even worse than that. He already is taking the case of stock over here. Then once he's taking the stock, the words are, you have to mechabed Shabbos, a kol of chichvoidoi, and therefore the stock has to give him according to his dargo, and therefore everyone's dargo is the cholopachis, is gimel pseudo is the kashda harsno. It's more mechabed, he gives him even more than this. The Chofetz Chaim points out, the Chofetz Chaim is arguing the Taz in two different points over here. Number one, the said over here, when he taking from Stoka, how much to go take. The Taz over here sounds like he only takes the loch of two sudos, not kish the arsno. Like how many points out the course tears of the Taz. The second thing is, when a person over here, when he's what shot in the Mechaber, the words the Mechaber is saying, Yish ma'at mishlo yitzvah lezayit atman chabdis or Shabbos. That means the discussion over here, the second level, he has enough for himself to be sudos and a case of kish the arsno. What to go do with that, the way the Chofetz Chaim says, push yourself to eat less during the week, and therefore mechab the Shabbos even more than just the three sudas and this type of fish. Have more, have an other delicacy, have an other tafshul, have a nice type of fish. And that, the Taz is saying, not the way. The Taz is saying, no, push yourself to have the case of three sudas or kish d'arsno. That means the two machleks over here, the Chofetz Chaim points out he's l'shitosai, but he has these four dargas. But the kids are usually on the gertos. What comes out, Lamaisa, we have a sugya of here to Mechabed Shabbos. We read the Chofetz Chaim, Mishavuos, the Kohen Aleph, he starts with the sugya of Oinik Shabbos, the Mekoris. Now the question is, what is Kovet Shabbos, what's Oinik Shabbos? That means we have a title over here, Shulchan Aruch, the Zobah, Kovet Shabbos, the words of Mechabed, the Chabed of Shabbos. Mishavuos gets involved with the sugya of Oinik Shabbos. What is Kovet or what's Oinik? We have the Mekoris with two separate sugyas. So the Mishavuos and Simon Reishnun, Sivkon Gimel, says, where's the Makov covered Shabbos? You bring it on the Pasuk in Shayo. The Pasuk over there says the Perek in Ches, Toshiv Mashabbos Raglecho, Asis Chetzcho B'yem Kodshi, says the Pasuk four things, six things. Request the Shabbos Oining, number one, call Shabbos Oining. Second, Liktosh Hashem Chubad, Mechabedit. Third, Chibaditoi, Master Checho, Imtse Chetzcho V'dabedover. These six things. Then next pasuk says, "Os ta'anig al Hashem." Says the Chofetz Chaim, "Where's the makor for kovet?" His words are, "Licht Hashem uchubat." We have a chiv of kovet. Pasuk Yeshayah, "Diver Kabbalah, to mechabed the Shabbos." That's the chur the sugya we're discussing, to mechabed the Shabbos. Ben Mechai on the pasuk of Zochas Yom Shabbos leKadoshoy, he says, "Where's the makor of kovet?" He says, "Nichol in the get of it didn't derise a Zochas Yom Shabbos." What is Zichron of Shabbos? Remembering Shabbos, that's Kvoidoi. That's from the Chofetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara, in Klal Dalet, it's a base. He writes, someone's not Mechabed Shabbos Kuroi, is over the Asaya Zochos Yom Shabbos Lekadoshoi, calling the Sefer Haredim. There's a Medrash on Chumah Bereishis Simon Gimel, discussing about fasting Erev Shabbos. He says, to fast Erev Shabbos is Osir. Why? Because Kavod Shabbos can take away the meaning of being Erev Shabbos taking kivit shrochem Erev Shabbos tzoruch Shabbos, and Kovet Shabbos odof me elef tanius. Kovet Shabbos is greater than 1,000 tanisim. Why? Because Kovet Shabbos deraiso. That means it sounds like the way the Chofetz Chaim, the place can bring it down, the Mechayiv Shavoy is Dere Kabbalo, Likta Shem Uchubad, V'snichon Nekeno V'zochos Yom Shabbos L'Kadashoy. That means it has a place there, Eisel, but the Mechayiv Shavoy is a Dere Kabbalo. So we have one Sugya, Kovet. A second Sugya, Kamal Chofetz Chaim, it starts off with the Sugya of Oynik. Where's the Mekor of Oynik? He brings down different Mekoris. He starts off calling the Ban Mekor Kodesh. Of course, the Ramban over here, there's a case of Parsha Emor, that's six Parsha, a Din Dereiso. A second Makor brings down the Chinuch, Derei Sefer. A third Makor looks up the Ereim, he quotes in Halach L'Moshe Misinai. A fourth Makor, there's a Bialoch and Simon Reish Nun, says Ramam calls it Derei Kabbalah. Four different Makoris, where the idea of Oinig is. Is it the Pasuk Yeshaya, Derei Sefer, Makor Kodesh, or the Halach L'Moshe Misinai? Basically, we have its Makoris first, Avad Zachiv, Ost Anagel Hashem. The idea of Oinig, the first Tshuva Mekiv Eger, Chelik Aleph Simon Aleph, discusses the idea of Oinig is lav dafka negeir to men, even negeir to noshim. They were discussing when women forget to say what to say on Shabbos, just like a man has a chiyah to be chayzer, who would an isha, because they're shoving one to another, no difference. Now the question is, we have two different makaris, two different halachas, one's covered and one's Oinig. Covered has an itzpuk and its makaris. Oinig has its psokim and its makaris. What is the din or the mechayiv or the salach of kovid? What's the idea of oinig? They seem to be floating around, mixing up one with another. What's the simple understanding, the difference between the two? So there's a known mahalach and Bikir, the Biskurov discussing in the Geta Lokus Neris. Biskurov discussing in the Rambam. At one time the Rambam says the chiva of Lokus Neris is lekovid Shabbos. One time the Rambam says the idea of a locus neris is oinig Shabbos. Break the Biskirov in the Chedush HaGrach on the Shas and Simon Aleph. He says, what is covered and what's oinig? Why is Rambam putting the idea of a locus neris one time on the covered, once on the oinig? Salem says, over the simple understanding is the idea of covered is preparing before Shabbos. The concept of covered to honor Shabbos is getting things ready for Shabbos. Anything I do on Erev Shabbos, I clean up my house with a covered Shabbos. Anything I do on Shabbos, that is Oinig Shabbos. That means to light the Neris, to have it for Shabbos, that's covered Shabbos. When the Neris are lit and I'm eating by the Neris, I'm enjoying the Neris, that's Oinig Shabbos. That means the stage before to appear something that looks Shabbos is covered. Having it, enjoying it, that's Oinig. And therefore, it seems to be over here, the same concept, getting a little bit intertwined, but the idea over here is to enjoy eating Shabbos, to have food. How to have that? You have to reserve a covered Shabbos to be pure on Erev Shabbos, to have the eating Shabbos on food, on Shabbos. That means the idea of covered over here, deserve covered Shabbos, prepare yourself to have the eating on Shabbos. Maybe take it a step further. About 30 years ago, I was eating by B'chaim Brim Zatzal, Tamluch of the Chasnish, he was Rosh Yeshiva Square Town. So I was eating there for a night, and he was doing what Numas Gedolim would do. That every time they would eat something on Shabbos, they would say, L'kovet Shabbos Kodesh. So he was eating his soup. He said, L'kovet Shabbos Kodesh, for every spoonful. So I asked him, L'chor it's Einig. Einig Shabbos Kodesh. So he told me, you're right. L'kovet Shabbos Kodesh. I did it again. So L'chor Pshat is, and best in the Forsha Ton and Veliyah that way, and numerous Makar seem to say the same aside, that when a person is Ma'anig the Shabbos, that's the covet of Shabbos. That means when a person was not stop having pleasure on Shabbos, the sake of pleasure. The fact that we're having pleasure is how? Through that we're being Mechaber the Shabbos. That means you want to honor Shabbos, have a festive meal, have a Geshmak meal. The Geshmak on the meal, that Gufa is covered Shabbos. And therefore you see numerous times the swarming down that they have covered the gate to Oinig, because it depends on what stage you're discussing. Discussing the enjoyment part, that's Oinig. The enjoyment that has out of it covered, that's one leads to another. The Geshmaka, wonderful meal that you made, that's out, it's covered Shabbos. It's intertwined one with another. Which then can lead, what happens to a person that has a case of Oinig, which is steered to the case of COVID. One to steer one to another. Oinig versus COVID. Which one is more important? It's the way how Rabbi Shlomo Reisman, I heard years ago, he calls a shayla. said the beginning of his marriage, he got married, and you have to have ketchup at meal by certain times. So you bring the bottle to the table. So you have seen the bottle on Shabbos, take out this bowl, you put the ketchup inside, you bring a fancy dish to the table with a glass bowl. Yisrael says, you're going to have to wash the dish afterwards. Takes away your eating Shabbos. So he was worrying about his wife's eating Shabbos. And she said, what about Kavod Shabbos? How can you serve up, take a bottle to the table? The way how the... So the great question, how exactly do you look upon it? So similar, if they're being down, the Chodeshanim being down from the Chasnish, the question was asked to him, in Bnei Brak, to wear a tie on Shabbos. In Bnei Brak, it's very, very hot. To wear a tie is covered Shabbos. However, in the case over here, to wear the tie in Bnei Brak is schmaltzing. It takes away your eating Shabbos. Should a person wear the tie in Bnei Brak when it's very hot, or anytime it's very hot, basically there's no eunuch wearing it, but there is covered. What's more important? So when the Chasnish, they asked him, Einig versus covered, which one should win out? So Chasnish answered them, Einig, Einig covered. There is no Einig, there is no covered. Explains the Chodashani, Napshad is, if there is no Einig, it's a chesaron in the covered. That means if there is no Einig out of it, then it's not connected covered Shabbos not to wear it. If you have a right to wear it, then you wear it to your Mechamed Shabbos. If you don't wear the tie, you have a right not to wear the tie. Let me have Einig versus covered. Maisa, if it says you're oinig, you do not have to worry about the case of COVID. Therefore, the Ishmael Knievsky about wearing a tie, he says he never wore a tie in the Ishmael. Why? He says, why? Because it says my oinig Shabbos. So he said, one time I wore a tie by my own chasno, as kibodim. Otherwise, he says, it shares me. I don't enjoy it. He says, as the chasno, she said, may not oinig in a COVID.
What about
it, therefore, you get Mechabit Shabbos. You wear the body Mechabit Shabbos. You don't have to. That means the get is end up having the ketchup on the table. Avada, you want mechabed Shabbos, you want to wash the dishes afterwards, kol hakavod. How would you have to? You don't have to. You bring a bottle. Make it more practical how the Olam discusses over here. The Lenin Shabbayach of Zilberstein discusses how one time a husband and wife came over to him and had a bikuach, a disagreement over here. What to go do in the get having dishes by the meal on Shabbos? Can you use disposable chapami? The way how the Rebbesin, she wanted to have dishes, nice dishes, china, things you have to wash afterwards, you're having a lot of people, covered Shabbos. The husband was worrying about his wife's eating Shabbos. She'll have to wash tons of dishes Friday night after the meal. It's a long meal. She prepared everything Erev Shabbos. She's very tired at night. I spent a lot of time to wash the dishes afterwards for the Shabbos morning meal over Shalosh Shudas. So they had the vikuach, what to go do. So first, Leonard Shabbat points out there's a very wonderful vikuach. The wife is worrying about covered Shabbos, and the husband is worrying about his wife. That's how you should have a vikuach. That's how you should go do it. So the Maisa, what to go do? So Zilberstein went over to his brother-in-law, Chaim Knievsky, said, Tzal, and asked him, what to go do? So Chaim brought down the Maisa, the Chaznish. And we ain't only in a covered. The devil comes out, Lechura, you do not have to have china, fancy dishes. Chalpamila mice, especially the nice ones, the fancy ones, are certainly nice. They're okay for Shabbos. Every soul dined fish has a shuvin chalates and simlam, discussing this idea of chalpami. The shul over there want to be machmer and say, Maisa, cover Shabbos. What would you have a chasna? What would happen if a melech comes to your house? What would you go do over here? Avadia in the case of a china. So he points out three things over here. Why can we make all? Number one, he points out the side of Maisa Terko, the chasna oinig Shabbos, oinig verse covered. Certainly, you have a right to worry about your sugya of oinig Shabbos. Secondly, he says, true, maybe by chasnas they won't have it. But maisi, go to bar mitzvahs, go to noyim, go to sherev brachas, they serve the nice, fancy chapami plates. So you see the maisi by places that muchubad. Still, they have maisi, these nice ones. I'm not discussing the simple plastic ones, very basic. They don't seem to have nice ones over here. Void says, dine fish and shuvo. The idea to mechabit Shabbos does not mean everything you have to go do, b'chol dov dov you have to mechabit. Let's say that way. It could be a suit, it could be certain things on a table. Not everything is a chiyuv to go do. Once you mechabit Shabbos, is certain things that you mekayim chiyuv. Otherwise, you have to worry about the other person over here. My sense of heart, they worked Erev Shabbos very hard, washed dishes afterwards, not that simple. Therefore, it seems to be mukubal. that the Olam seems to understand that this concept of washing dishes, about a person should seichel, that a person should understand the tiered of his wife, people around them, therefore using the fancy, nice chapami dishes, who are the arnichon neged of covered Shabbos, who that's what a person can do. It seems to be the minhag olam that you use chapami. If a isha says she does not mind, she wants to mechaber Shabbos, she wants to go wash the dishes, kol kavod, no problem. Or unless it bothers her, or other people around, the kids don't want to wash it, maishi should take them into account over here, mechaber with other things over here. The husband wants to be very machped, maybe he should wash the dishes. Otherwise, the Meister says it's from Iker, an Eino Einig in a covered, it's not a steer in covered Shabbos. It's not an Eino Einig in a covered. If it's Jesse Einig Shabbos, you have a right not to go wear it. You can make in a covered Shabbos other ways. Now, we
like the polo shirt on Shabbos, is it more comfortable? That was the question.
No. No, that's a bezayin.
Right, so where's the line between?
What's bezayin? I think you understood the question. You understand.
Just tie.
No, I think you understand together. Now, no, that's a bizarre. You want to come to the table and just your undergarments because, you know, it's so hot outside. You're laughing. The fact that you're laughing, you understand the answer already. That's bizarre. You are, again, if the fact that you're left, you understand the answer already. Undergarments? Okay. We understand.
With a jacket, without a jacket.
Fine, so then we have a sugya of oinig, we have a sugya of kavod. Difference from being down, there's nochel sugya l'chor to discuss the idea of a simcha. We discussed it one time against the sugya of Chanukah. We mentioned the idea of the simcha on Shabbos. The kitzer, we are posting in Baloischa, v'yom sumchaschem, moedechem, v'roshei chodsheichem. V'yom sumchaschem says they're free. What is that? Elu Shabbosos. It's Shabbos. Therefore, the Beis Yosef Simon Reish Pei Aleph says, that's why we say, Yismuchu B'malchuscho. Shabbos is in the Vimei Simcho. Now, Kamina, they point out, Alocho, the Vishmur in Simon Tov Reish Pei Ches, the gate this year, is when Purim comes down on Shabbos. Should we have the Purim Suda on Shabbos? Says the Mishabur, since it says, Yimei Mishto in the Megillah, and therefore, the Simcho, the Tluya Bebezin, should not be Doicha, the Simcho, the Tluya Bedei Shemayim. And therefore, the Mishpura quotes the Taz, it quotes the Ran, it quotes the Yishalmi. For this reason, we do not have the Purim Suda on Shabbos. When do you have the Purim Suda? On Sunday, and therefore, Kedaka, we have something called Purim Mishulash coming up this year. The words of the Mishpura is, there's a Simcha on Shabbos. Now, another Mishpura discussing when Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes down on Shabbos, during Sviro, since we have a Simcha of Rosh Chodesh together, a Simcha on Shabbos, therefore people shave on Er Shabbos. Even during Sviro. Now there's a lot of raid. What's it mean that negates the site of Simcha on Shabbos? That means, L'moshul, we know that we have a lot of din to be marbin, boss of Yayin, get Mishwur by us being down from the Simon Reish Nun. Therefore, is it din of boss of Yayin, mitzad of Chir of Simcha? That means that Chon and Klar really three Makaris. We just point out we have a sugya of Oinig, we have a sugya of Kovid, and a sugya of Simcha. Do you have the Chir boss of Yayin mitzad Oinig? A chiyim mitzad kovid, a chiyim mitzad simcho. Mitzad the idea of kovid, there's actually a taz in Tov Kuf Nun Beis says a chiyim to mechabed Shabbos with boss of yayin. That's kovid. There's a neged sug of oinig, there's a Rambam, and there's a Meiri in the Dorim, Rampish, Mishnais, and Perek Tes says, as oinig, what's the best oinig you have? It's boss of yayin. Mitzad the sug of simcho, there's a mukhi or a chayim by us and Tor Tvimo on Reish Perek Beis. So Simcha, you have Chiyah Bos of Yayin. So it comes out, for these three Mekoros, you have Chiyah Bos of Yayin. Maisi, look around the Mishavura, and Betzim is before Shura, Talmud Ben Yoyna, Vortan Ramon Ilch Savelis. We do not pass the Chiyah Bos of Yayin. We pass him that you cannot hold back from Bos of Yayin without the Sigur of Avelis. You have a Mitzvah Bos of Yayin. You read the Mishavura numerous times, it's only a case of a Mitzvah over here. I, the Maisi, the Medrash says, B'yom Shum Chaschem, there's a free, is what? Is Shabbos. So the different ways of explaining what it means, the simcha of Yom Tov Chaschem of Shabbos is, either the Torah Chaim brought down by the Masham over here, says it does not mean the poil yata bos of yayin. For example, every day we say, if du has Hashem b'simcha, poil of fun of vernono. If du eat Hashem b'simcha, say every day, simcha, every day, bos of yayin.
100%.
Yeah. The Maisa, loy noigim kain. Elamai, what's the idea of if du Hashem b'simcha? It means to be sameach by the idea of ruchnius over here. The word of Torah Chaim means simchas are ruchnius. I mean through bos of yayin. Means the case of ruchnius. Four times by the Masham. Or another way, had the Bachad Yitzchok, my father Yoshiva, where he got smicha from 57 years ago. So over there, the Maimer Gimel over there, says over there, the idea of Simcha on Shabbos does not mean you have to do anything for it. I mean, that's what it is. Shabbos is Yemei Simcha. You have Simcha with the fact that when I said Shabbos over here, this is Chaim Knievsky, how to be with Simcha on Shabbos? He answers, Kedar Koy, you learn Torah. But that's the case of Simcha over here. As far as the Maisa, we have these two different sugyas over here. Pashas is about the inin of tabos or yain. Again, we're moving down the idea of to be mar bos yain for yichalos over here. But the chod is no chiyuv. Negeta, which foods to have on Shabbos over here? So again, number one, for yichalos bos yain. Number two, let's say a person does not want to have bos because he's a vegetarian. He loves being a vegetarian, not have a case of bos over here. So I point out once the mishmuah says the feeding person's tev over here. He doesn't like the fish via tevo, or he hates the fish via tzav, to go have it. So therefore, the Olitzin, brought down by the Piskat Shuvah, as the Loch HaBruah says, same thing, negate the vegetarian, leave them as is. Don't have to doctor tell them, a state in Shechon Orch to have boss of yayin. Via tevo over here. Why should leave them as is? A third point, negate to what to go eat. Bring down the Paiskim, the idea of having two tafshilim, which proving the Magar Rav brings down from the Zayar, they should not have less than two tafshilim. The words of Mishavuah is Tavli Zar. Now, the way how the idea of Tavshilim says the Prim Gona means in the get, like we see in Erev Tavshilim, the get of Tavshilim is things that are cooked. He also negates the Sugya, the same concept over here. The way the Kavachim explains, brought down Bez Chachuv is what's two Tavshilim, meaning one more than during the week. During the week you have two, and on Shabbos is three. And during the week you have three, on Shabbos is four. The idea is Mechabed Shabbos, and therefore the words of Magavam is not less than two Tavshilim. What the mechabed the case of Shabbos? Now the place can bring down about the inyan of eating fish. The pasha is not in the rabbanon, not in the raiso. The ma'aser brought down the svarim gedoshim to have a case of fish. Magarav mishavua numis place come over here. Now what to go have it? The words of mishavua from the magarav is gimel sudos. Try to eat gimel sudos. Now explains the seva charedim. Why? Because a person can come back as a case of a gilgul as a fish over here. And therefore, when a person eats the fish over here, it's the menuchah to the nefesh, it goes back to the shemayim. And therefore, we should have, and it says, by prat v'suda shlishis. I mean, numerous people want to know, even by the third suda, you have to have fish. The words of Mishmur are very clear, gimel sudas. The chayim says, as soon as in the case of suda shlishis, you should have it. Again, let's say a person does not like fish. The words of Mishmur again is lefi tivoy, oy sasainam. And the like saying over, people cannot say they hate certain foods. Maisa Mishmua says the word hates them. So Mishmua has that lotion over here. Yesh lodin, yesh lain, yesh lachalik over here. Maisa, the words over here, the place can say, if you do not appreciate the fish, Maisa not to have it. I saw the Sefer Sugas Chaim, you went around to the Gedolim and asked them, let's say, it's not that you don't appreciate them, but so it's not kishmak. You have no interest in eating fish. It's not that you hate them, you just have no interest. So what under what category do you put it? Might should have it because they straight to go have it. So I see Yisrael Karpiyevsky, Shlomo Miller, David Feinstein, all came along and said, no, if you don't have anything in Shmack, don't enjoy it, don't need to. And it's Tzorach. Maybe you should, that's an issue, but you don't have to make stuff to go eat it over here. Noch in the get to eating, coming by mopping down, there's a minig, some say to eat pashtito. Zeichel Amon, because it's meat inside, covered on top and on bottom over here. The way the Aruch HaShulchan explains, he says, who would in Kreplach, the same concept over here, the top and bottom based upon this minig, but he also says, it does not seem to be the minig this way. Outside of sharing the Bialocho, he brings down the Shirk, Nesazak Doyle, the Maisi said, the Maisi, that is the minig this way. To have Kreplach, to have Pashtido. Maisi, as far as I see, and I see the Peskachuv is being down, Maisi, that's not the minig. So we're back to the way how the Rambam brings down over here. The Aruch HaShulchan, the minig is not the medakdik on Friday night. have something to say, Shlomon, the Gam the Pesach Yeshuva goes on further and says, the idea of Kugel is a Mekayim Indian. The Gam Yeshuva knows what, that's so, how is Kugel Mekayim Indian over here? But again, the idea is Zechlamot, Bechus Lamay Lamata, I don't think Kugel over here, Bechus Lamay Lamata, and even the Bialoch himself gets involved with how's it Zechlamon, gets involved with Tracy Shabbos Kasha, who had the money to not come, Mice on Shabbos over here, but the Mice seems to be the minig is not this way. So we went through different ideas how exactly to go eat. Just they all point out, before there's a numerous Makarios that point out, one was a Beis Halevi, and Bracious and Parak Beis, points out the idea of eating on Shabbos is not just to eat for the sake of eating mitzvah, the sugi of oinig. He says the gay to numerous mitzvahs, miyuchot to eating on Shabbos, is what Chazal wanted, the Torah wanted, is to mekadosh the teva. The words of the Beis Halevi is to mekadosh the teva. And they say in English, my father's saying over, to sanctify the mundane. That means, b'etzim, what is Shabbos? Shabbos is taking a regular weekday and mekadosh it to Shabbos. We took a am, Klal Yisrael, I mean to Am Segula, something that's Kaddish over here. Recognition of Kaddish. We take food, and we kosher with the case of a brach over here. The idea of eating over here is not Shein Beten, not Anos Atzmoy, it's to mekadosh it, to have an Oinig Shabbos, to make into a festival meal, how? And therefore, through that, Lechabed as a Shabbos. The whole Oinig Shabbos is what to mechabed the Shabbos over here. Now, the gate eating come along the Mishabur, the Bingzan Sefer Hasidim, that says that when people send you food at Lekovet Shabbos, the person should not eat it during the week, should only eat it on Shabbos. And the Shalom among the Achronim, is there an Isser to eat it during the week? Or there's an Eish HaToyva meets Hasidus over here. The Chavasiyah that Shuvan says is also to eat it during the week. We're talking about the Tais of Shabbos, the Behitiv on the page, the Masham and others. Tzadah Shedi, that before Shagraz, and Chai Nogo's way, so it's only Mis Chassidus. Nice, the behavior being down, it's a Mitino over here. And so the question is, when people send you things, numerous times for Shabbos, and they send you for a Kiddush, for an Ofruf, because they know you need help to cover Shabbos, the question is, do you have to mamish eat it on Shabbos? You have a shadow of an Is over here. So when the Bachacho is brought down over here on the page, he says that they don't say a foolish, it's dafka for Shabbos. So the chur, when they send to you, it's a das, the ritzoinai of the one receiving it. And that means I think today, when people receive help on Tzarek Shabbos, they understand Toimeha extending itself on Erev Shabbos, and a lot of people eat it Erev Shabbos. Avadir, if they send you a cake for Kiddush, you should maybe serve it next day by the Kiddush, because the people walk in and ask where my cake is. I spend them chaveron. And they will not eat the whole thing before Shabbos. But I think it's understood that people send things, they know that the house eats it over here. It's not lehediyah dafka of a Shabbos. I think it's nichon negedah of a chash over here, not nichon negedah of an iser. I don't think it's nichon he said the same chassidim. You say dafka Shabbos and chanamim. Otherwise, I know it's mamish, even those who say it's an iser Shabbos, pashas means we're sending it to you dafka of a Shabbos. Now, let's say things are left over from Shabbos. Then Maaseh the Chodeshani says, that's Levad Nana Shailah. They sent for Shabbos, left over. You have to save for next Shabbos. That's not Nichon's question over here. This is a question, let's say you have Stamazoi for yourself, you get very nice food. Come from America, you have very special meat over here. Do you save for Shabbos? Not. It's a separate loch. We'll get to loch and Simon Reish Nun. Things that are special you can only get now. Only got now. You cannot get other times. Save for Shabbos. After Sukkah V'chinoi, after Kavod Shabbos. Let's say you quote from America, you meet in a suitcase, you can't get over here, for whatever reason. So Locha is in Echnami, save for Shabbos. Anything Ke'inze, get special toilet paper, because it's very soft. Echnami, you got to save for Shabbos, because before Shabbos, whatever the case over here is, these things are saving for Shabbos. Now in the Sukkah over here, being Mechavod Shabbos, the person discuss, let's say a person does not have enough money for Shabbos. Does he have right to spend money that the Maisi does not have? The being done the Gemara and Bayo, Tazvov and Beis, Rabbi Yechim said in the name of Blaz of Shimon, Omelem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu said over the Klal Yisrael, Loiva Alai, Bara Beis upon me, V'minu Bi, V'ni Pereya. Trust me, I'll pay you back. The question is, what exactly is the Gedder? Correct Tosfos, I have a memra, Mishmur Migdam, Gemara that says from Kiva, Asei Shabbat Chachol V'atatzarech Labrius. Remember, Chazal says you should make the pseudo like a mechol, Chofetz Chaim says only have two meals, not a third meal, and do not even have a case of kashrut hirsno. And then we have another member of Chazal that says, go borrow. Chutzis tiru. Tosfos answers something. Question, what exactly Tosfos is answering over here? So, the way the Chofetz Chaim brings it down, he explains in Machlokes, Pashu Yishonim, and the place came, what exactly is Tosfos Tiretz? The way it brings down one malach, the goin, and best in the back that way, there's simply one malach over here to borrow money, even though you have no way how to pay it back. I have no mashkin, no way to go pay it back. Then the ma'aseh loivani, borrow based upon me, trust upon me, vamina be, and therefore vani pareh. Ma'aseh still have a right to go borrow, even though I have no idea how to go pay back. The second way, ma'aseh right now I have no money. But I have a plan, I have a mashkin, I have a way of paying back, I work things out eventually. This little bit sounds like the different mentality between the Americans and the Israelis. The Israelis, when they're buying a credit card, they have no idea. They're buying a credit card, whatever will be the B, anything to touch Lumim, they have no idea. It's one cheshbon. Americans, they what? You have no way, no salah, go pay back over here. You have to have a plan over here. You just, and the Israelis, like, I have a credit card. No, we'll see what happens, happens. Pasha, it sounds like really the two mahalchim over here. In among the Paiskim, what exactly do I mean? Can I borrow with no mouth to go pay back? Ma'aseh Chofetz Chaim brings down this to Malchum over here. Either the goy in the back says, go borrow. Ma'aseh Engin, Pasha the goy's Oshri, Botam the Vaisaisiv, Jusha El Rabo, Teres the Kainim, Botam the Sharatin. There's not that way. You have no way of paying back. You have no mashkim. To not go borrow. Maskon of the Chofetz Chaim is, Akol Lefiyah Inyan. Akol Lefiyah Inyan. What does that mean? The way the Chodoshani explains, first he says, Avada, does not mean you can be extravagant no matter who shit you're in. Doesn't mean you have a right to go buy Sudha Shlomo Kishaitoi. It means the machlokes over here is really based upon how you can relate to it, how much you are called for Indian, your moon of talking, how you deal with things. It does sound like the Mechabtin Israelis and Americans. That's what it does sound like. If you feel like you can work things out, or even not, whatever will be, that's your anhoga, that's your style over here, fine. Go borrow a call for Indian. Doesn't really bother you. If for you, it's a dike over here, it's a worry over here. Maybe for you, not to buy that much, buy less over here. I call the fee Indian. Fee a dark of Yemuna Betokin. The place can speak out. Is the whole day speaking of based upon Betokin? Let's say you don't have Betokin. Because they'll say so. Do I have a right to go borrow, even though I have no Betokin? So, there's a upon the office, the floor, and the Varm Pact as well. He points out the words of the Pasik, for me to be, trust in me. And if in Mayosha, the Chodashani says it based upon the words of the Pasik, when you trust me, then they were to go borrow Vani Pereya. Maisa, they asked him Chaim Knievsky, he said, not that way. The idea of a Midubi is, that's a fact. Believe in me. Not with, that's not the Tznai, that's a fact. Never he does say he has to be Lekova Shabbos, Loiva Alai. You borrow from me, then Vani Midubi, Vani Pereya. I mean, show how they tight your words to the Pasuk. Vani Midubi, when you trust in me, is a Tznai, the Chodashani. What mean to be is that's going to be because Loivanites, Lekovet Shabbos, don't worry about it. Haim B'chaim does speak out. Let's say a person doesn't Lekovet himself. To the person he buys Lekovet himself and still have the Avtocha of Loivanai V'nei Pereya. So now, Sichel Chelik Aleph, the Iskosh B'chaim, says it has to be Lekovet Shabbos. And the Moshul of B'chaim says, over from the Magma Yudovna, is there was an usher who was making a chasno. Simcha, they want to invite his other children. So he told the children over here, the other ones besides the chosin, I told them, whatever you spend, I'll pay back. Whatever you spend, the covet, the chosin, the covet, me, I'll pay back. So one son, Lemaisa, he went, he spent from today till tomorrow, him, his wife, his kids, and everything, everyone. And he came, Mamshel Chasna, regal, majestic, mechubad. His brother, he tried, he couldn't get anything. He came in his tattered clothing over here. After the chasna, the one who got majestic, all dressed up, went over to the tati, says, can I have my sir? You say you'll pay everything. The tati says, if you did it for me, I would. But why didn't you help out your brother? Why didn't you dagger for him? Why didn't you give to him? Well, you did not do it for me. Do it for yourself. I'm not paying you back. Your brother came to the father's chasen and had the clothing over here. That's not nichle geder, I'll pay you back. Loiva niva in Ipareo is loiva alai. Lo even knows that lemaisa not. How can you cover Shabbos?
Doesn't that imply that you don't people who are not
Muslim
but make a nice Shabbos, they should give to them rather than
you can. If you want to, can I borrow from? Great question. He has a good point. Can I borrow to help out others for Shabbos? Maybe this after all can sign.
Or at least money,
well, maybe that's a giloy in my soul. Come down. So, most of the sugya is brought down the idea of Tekunas Ezra. And Tekunas Ezra is Gemara Bavakamo, and that pay bays. Over there, the 10 Tekunas for Ezra. Four of them negate to Shabbos. The first Tekunas is a Kriya on Shabbos. Gemara says Mincha on Shabbos. That's a Loch and some great Tzadik bays. The fifth one is eating shum on Erev Shabbos and Leil Shabbos. That's Siman Reish Pei. The fourth and the sixth is what's brought down over here. The fourth case is the person shemechavsim b'chmishim b'Shabbos. You wash clothing on Thursday. And the sixth one is she'ishim ashkemes. The ish should wake up for eifah and bake. Go through these two takonas over here. The first one over here is the fourth one is a person mechavsim b'chmishim b'Shabbos. You wash clothing on Thursday. Says Gemara, why mishum covered Shabbos? The main shaila is, what exactly is Takona of Chazal? What was Esther Masakin? Sounds like some Machlokes Rashi and the Rosh. Set up how the Mishmur explains it over here. It makes Machlokes Mogavim versus Eli Rabba. Mogavim says the side over here is that since Mitzias in those days, Machol Pachas, was to wash clothing, took an all day, a person will have to be Matshriach all day to wash clothing. If he did that on a Friday, he won't have any time to be oisik in the shayat tzrochim for Shabbos. He won't be able to clean his house, bake other foods, take other tzrochim. Divul came along Chazal and said to not wash your clothing on Friday. That means, what's the tekana? Don't wash clothing on Friday. Why? To have extra time to take care of your other tzrochim on Tzorech Shabbos. I started sharing the El Rabo, that way the Lavush, Yom Shishloimo, says no, the tekana was to have clean clothing on for the covered Shabbos. Wash your clothing in the covered Shabbos. Just went to go do that. Do that on Thursday, not on Friday, to make sure you have time for other tzrochim. That means, what is the side of Ezra's Takono? Is it don't wash your clothing on Friday? That's Mogai Ram. Or the Takono is the Eli Rabbo. Wash your clothing in the covered Shabbos. Went to go do that. Go do that on Thursday. Maybe the place can be, it can go like the Eli Rabbo. The words of Mishmur is the loike Mogavram, go like the Eli Rabbo, the Graz, the Maim Mordechai. They come along and say the Ikka Takana is what? Have clean clothing and covered Shabbos. The simple nafkamino. You come to Shabbos, are your clothing are dirty? You have a dirty hat, you have a dirty shirt, you have a dirty suit. Are you over as a Takana? According to Mogavram, you're not over as a Takana. Takana is don't wash clothing on Friday. Okay? According to Eli Rabbo, that Takana is to have clean clothing and covered Shabbos. You did not do that. The mice, you either the tekana. Your shirt was dirty. Your hat, the mice was dirty over here. You even the tekana. Now, in this get over here of wash, we'll get to. I think. Now, this Indian again of washing clothing that has to be the covered Shabbos. Let's say the idea is not to do it on Friday, but to do it on Thursday. Why? To have your tzrochim. Be able to do Shat Shachim on Friday. Let's say all your Shachim take care of on Friday. We're all done. You're a bacher. Everything's taken care of. Only thing you have to go do is wash your clothing. Yeshiva, everything is made. Go away for Shabbos. I have nothing to go do. I have a right to wash my clothing on Friday if all my Shachim taken care of. So Chodashoni says, his words are for the bacher of Yeshiva. Since Chazal say the mice said not to go do it on Friday, only on Chamishi, loy pluk hachomim. I'm not Shachoyin, I'm still Orbam, Chan Knievsky, loy pluk hachomim. Again, Moshe, of course, you want to say that's the way the Pash is. Chazal say you do it on Thursday, don't do it on Friday. Now, a person, let's say, he did not do it on Thursday, and it comes Friday, and his shirt's dirty, his jacket, his suit, the mice is dirty. What to go do now? Can he wash his jacket, his suit on Friday? So they point out, let's go through the reasons. According to the Eli Rabbo, the idea is to have clean clothing on covered Shabbos. Avada, according to the Eli Rabbo, you have to wash your suit on Friday to cover Shabbos, because the Ikki said that the Kono. So the Chodeshani, even according to the Magen Avraham, said not to do it on Thursday, but don't do it on Friday, but do it on Thursday, the Ikki said, might say if you need it on Friday, He points out Chazal did not say don't do it on Friday. Chazal's words are, what's the Esther Kono? Do it on Thursday. If you missed out on Thursday, then you cannot be doing it on Friday. Then it comes out, if it comes Friday, you do not have a clean suit, Echnami, go wash it. Now, speaking of the poskim, this is negate to washing. What about a stain? Can you wash a stain on your shirt on Friday? So we get the Locha and Simon, Tovkuf, Dun Aleph, Bikr the poskim say, washing a stain during the 9 days is not nechal get of washing your clothing. Nechal cleaning a specific area, sparkling and chlor, is not nechal get of washing clothing, should not be a problem. Come those are chulkim, chlor should be the same inside over here. Live with the place coming down, it's not a problem. What about the gate stick of ironing? So, said the Torah Shabbos, brought down by the Divine Sforum, Maisen, again, Tov Kuf Nun Aleph says, discussing within 9 days about wash clothing, the whole Arichas over there, the Shekhan Arach, Nais Kalem, about ironing. But we didn't know what discussed the stick of ironing. Seems that place can sound like a person that Maisen can iron on Friday, it's not only us in the case of washing. Seems that place can over here. However, they do point out, let's say, hanging your laundry outside. That seems to be a part and parcel of the idea of drying your laundry in those days, the same idea. The emphasis of Olatian, of Chaim Pitkel Scheinberg, hanging your laundry, l'chod nichol, the isser of washing clothing. Now, the gate to the Zman went to go wash your clothing. So again, it's very clear, don't do it on a Friday, do it on Thursday. What about Thursday night? What about Thursday night? The Sforti Mekel on Thursday night is, when is Ikka Kovat Shabbos? The Kovat Shabbos, everyone knows, we appear things on a Friday. There, if that's the story to have a free time on Friday, that's what Chazal wanted. So, I make sure my free time is on Friday. Why? And therefore, I wash the clothing Thursday night. The emphasis of Erlitzian, Laris Nelson, Nasha Klein, and others, they want to tell you, you can wash your clothing Thursday night. And therefore, not only that, this is Kovat Shabbos. Thursday night is the Kovat Shabbos. I've said a Shani, said the Chodashani, but the word of Chazal is what? To wash clothing on Thursday. Either they get involved, you look at the Yisayit Shavoy, the Svar Shavoy, or after the words of Chazal. Chazal said, do a case of Thursday. Shabbat points out, Maisa says it's awesome among the Paiskim, so it really depends if the Er Shabbos is very long or short. Once a time, if it's very short, Shabbos is 4 o'clock, you don't have any time. Though you start, usually what happens, usually, then you start preparing things ready the night before, and Dave has to be done on Thursday. You can wash clothing Thursday night. Once a time, if Shabbos is very long and you take care of everything Erev Shabbos, maybe you have a night, right, you go do it Thursday night. Yesh Lodin, three different ideas how to look upon it over here. Now, what's saying that locally is to wash it on Thursday? Can you wash it on Wednesday? My father's asking, what about Wednesday? What about Tuesday? What about Sunday? Is there a din dafka Thursday? As a mistake to wash your clothing on Thursday? So, Shmir Shabbos, he says locally, he says, Yesh Lodin, as a mistake dafka Thursday? The Chidor, the Maestro, he says it over. Max of Bracha, he says, L'chura, the Yisrael does not do it on Friday. They have a Thursday, and even Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So, Mizalman, the Yashiv, for the Shani, the one time that means any day during the week. Hashan Hashani, Mnashik Klein says, it says Thursday. Rav Kopp says, it says Thursday. Why Dafka Thursday? Thursday is now L'Kovat Shabbos. Everyone knows you can't do things on Friday, do it on Thursday. That is L'Kovat Shabbos. Hashan Hashlishi, the Ben Ishchai, one time in the Kavachayim of Shani, the one time, when does the Kovat Shabbos start? We know 3 days before Shabbos. So what time is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? So when do you go wash your clothing? You can do it any time during the week. Is the correct thing? Oh, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Thursday, Shalom among the Swarm. How do you look upon it? Now, building what we're building to is basically what happens in the Gebe Zman Hazeh. So first, a step before that, the Gebe clothing over here we're discussing, what about the idea of washing clothing that's not Big Day Shabbos? Can you wash your weekday clothing on Friday? The Chur they point out, says Shev Kossi in the Chodashani, Pasha should be Machlikis Mogarvom versus Eli Rabo. According to the Mogarvom, the Yisrael is don't wash clothing on Friday because you have to take care of your other Tzrochim on Friday. Therefore, your Big Day Chol cannot be washed on Friday. Masha Enkin, according to Eli Rabo, the Yisrael is to have clean clothing to cover Shabbos. That means the Big Day Shabbos has to be clean for Shabbos. Can you wash your Big Day Chol on Friday? Yeah. Because there's no Isser. We're just telling you, don't take care of your Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos. You might run out of time. You'll be torrid. You might have to worry about other things over here. But there's no Isser on Big Day Chol. Devo said the Chodashani and the Shev Kossi, they want Taino, therefore a person has a right to wash Big Day Chol on Friday. Chazal is only telling you on Big Day Shabbos But what he passed like the Eliyahu versus some of our Rome, the other person had the right to wash the big dechol even on the case on Thursday. Afshad Hashani, Abli Hashim, Abnashi Klein, never tell the one Taino. Chazal say, wash your clothing on Thursday and don't be tired on Friday. The Maishi, do your big dechol on Friday, you'll have a problem. Chingle asked question, how do you look upon Chazal? How do you extend the study of the Eliyahu? Maybe a similar question is, let's say a person has a Zeret, a helper in the house, a cleaning person. Can you tell them to go wash the clothing? I won't be tired. I get them to go wash it. And I'm going to say, I have no problem over here. I'm going to make my challah, clean the house, take all the stuff from over here. What's the loch in the gear when I have a Zeret inside the house? So come and look at the shani, and it's real, the one taina, the Zeret is extension of you. Whether it's a yid or a guy that's working for you, also takes away the Chazal's takona, don't do it on Friday, do it on Thursday. Atzad Hashani, of Nasha Klari, or the Shitzchak, or Belskin, what I know. If it's a Yid, maybe. But if it's a guy, the Loch is a Maisa, they can do whatever they want. Don't take away when a guy washes the floor or washes the clothing for you, and you're taking him the Tzarech HaShabbos. Noch HaShikol Das question. So I sent out the newest question, and they gave the Shikol Das to get to wash the clothing. The main question, and to build from it, is washing machines. Today's day and age. That means my Bobby, my father's mother, told me that when she used to wash her clothing, she used to have to go to the river, take a washing board, take every single baguette, or wash by hand up and down, then hang it up. And to wash clothing was a full day job. That's how it was. It took all day. It was a day to wash clothing, took a while, wasn't appreciated, and it was mamish a chore, mamish a job. Today, to wash clothing, what do? You push a button. Then you switch machines, and you push a button again. So the question is, today, do we have Chazal's takana not to wash our clothing on Friday? And it seemed to be svaras we can kind of had to look upon it. Speak out the four svaras why yes, and four svaras the mice why not. First, those who want taino, very simple. Botla tam, bota takana. That means, in those days, it took a long time. Today, the maestro, it's the aloha is, it's not taking a long time. Umiyucha, the fact that Chazal say, the kana was not, don't wash on Friday. He said it was to wash on Thursday. What exactly are we doing over here? Maestro, the time does not apply anymore. It's not a chore, a full day job. You can do numerous things on Friday. You can wash your clothing, and take care of your house, and your children, and go to job, and go to kril, and do numerous things, and still have extra time. Yeah, it doesn't take that long. Number two, they point out that the kana is washing clothing. The kana was not on a washing machine. There's no kana washing machine. Number three is, especially once you pass like the mishpuah from the Eliyahu, the ita the kana was to have clean clothing, miyuchah, clean for Shabbos. Therefore, today's day and age, there's no chash that a person will not have begotten miyuchah for Shabbos. Then, those days you start cleaning it, takes time, you run out of time, won't be enough time. Today you push a button, it happens, no chash. It gets there, happens that way. Won't be nothing to worry about. Fourth is, just like numerous places can say, go give it to a guy, giving it to a washing machine is not worse than the case of a guy. Those are the four spots why numerous places can only make say, washing machine, the maestro can't be make. I've said a shiny, the Piskei Tshuvas, a Piskei Tshuvas has three maduras, the first, the second, and the third. The first madura, he said, no problem. Maestro can't be make a washing machine. And the second madura, the letter in the back by Menashe Klein that he wrote to the Piskei Tshuvas. He said, what are you talking about? Maisa, even though Botlatam, not Botlatakona, Ezim Misakin, does it not make a difference over here? Kain, the big Mavucha negate the Sugya of having Giloi. It's to worry about drinks that are left open overnight. Tyson says, no, Nechoshim is Manazay, can't be Mekel. I'm hoping he's down that way, Kufta Zayin. The Kain says, as there's not Tekona, the Tekona over here. You do have to worry about it over here. The Maisa, those who want Taino, even though it's Botlatam, not Botlatakona. The second thing is, the Maisa, it does take time. Some other reason, people in Maisa, they have their laundry day. Seems to be there's Agosha, that it does take time. Bochum, even though they don't want to do the laundry, they wait till everything sticks to the wall, they throw the socks, see if it comes down. If it comes down, can we wear the next day over here? Maisa, somehow, even though today's day and age, there is Agosha in the house, today's laundry day. It does take time, not as much as those days. But Maisa, you have to take out and sort and take care of it one versus another. Void, they point out, Chazal did not ask Yom Kviso. Chazal asked to wash even one beged, to wash a handkerchief, they asked, wash a sack, they asked. So Maisa did not say the amount of time. Even one thing in Maisa is asked. Why did they point out the fourth reason? The Maisa is tercho. People have that question, is a case of tercho. So Maisa, we are as far as Mikan Lakan. Maisa, what to go do? I think in Dar Malakta, we'll have a 5 verse 5. Dar Malakta now has 10 verse 10 over here. And then Blash Maisa is on both sides over here. What to go do? As far as Mikan Lakan, what to go do? Maisa, you could say, Machuk Yashokal, a shell of it, because Ezra had to do Abonon. The Maisa, the Moin Am is Mekel, Ubi Miyuchon, most times, come on always, is Big Dechol over here. Big Dechol, we point out, the Shevet Kossi, the Sikirelis, they want Taino, Big Dechol was never Nichon to get of the Tchon anyway. Thrown against Nichon to get of a guy over here. So what did God do? Mikan Mekan, the Maisa, the Moin Am seems to be lax over here, not to really worry about it. It's that, again, different as far as what to go do. What to go do, go with Spirov, but the oil seems to not be worried about it. Avada, you think it takes away your need to take other tzrach from the covered Shabbos, then Avada issued on Thursday, then, to be practical over here. Otherwise, there are stark as far as what you make. Another tikkun by Ezra, the sixth one, is brought down to Isha Mashkemes, Isha should wake up, but Eifel and bake. The Gemara says why. That pepeis, they pass mutzlaniim. Why? Because the sugya of giving pass taniim, the Dekemoshe Ba'or says, by having passed the covered Shabbos, he sends you to what he writes to him in Tof Reish Gimel. In Tof Reish Gimel over there, the Dekemoshe says, with the Kodesh Ezra, the Isha Mashkemes for Eifa Be'er Shabbos. Explains to Prima Godim that somehow the Dekemoshe had a different girsa in the Gemara. His gersa was that person mashkemish be'er Shabbos. That means our Gemara does not say that. Our Gemara says mashkemish, wake up and v'eifo. The way has brought down the Shamli that Gudo mashkemish be'er Shabbos v'eifo. That means Ezra's takona is what to make challah on er Shabbos. Why, as the sugya of why mashkemish explains the Prima Godim, why wake up early, be free for all the time to take even all the tzrachim from the covered Shabbos. Again, our Gemara says the tzrachanim. The way Prima Gomes says, why, according to the Darkin Moshe, to have free time to cover Shabbos. So we have enough at the column by Ezra that's brought down, that's not our Gerso, that's brought down by the Ramallah Locha by us. The person that make Chalas, why the cover Shabbos? Now the question is, what does he say to me of the cover Shabbos? Seem to be different ways to extrapolate and understand what is the cover Shabbos going on over here. There seem to be three different reasons what's nichon to get of covered Shabbos. The similar understanding, where the Mos says over, the idea of case of the covered Shabbos, explains to Mishabrua, is that a person does it by themselves, when they need it, and they bake it, and they have hachalas, then the Mos is covered Shabbos. So what's the covered Shabbos? To go do it by yourself. Make hachalas by yourself. A second way, the way Mogavam seems to understand the idea of covered Shabbos is, that a Yid did it and not buy it from a Goyosher bakery. That means we know there's an Indian of having pas esol. Pas palter is not lechatchilo. We're semich upon it, but the Shnak go do that. Negate Shabbos as covered Shabbos. You have a case over here, pas esol. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah brings down also this Indian nochli zor to have a case of pas esol. The way Rabbi Chaim Kadesh explains, that means not dafka for lechem Mishnah pas esol. The whole entire day shall pas esol. The whole entire Shabbos. That means, example, let's say you're machmen asayis mei tshuva, not to have Cheerios out pas Yisrael. Or some Shabbos for breakfast, not to have Cheerios to your kids. Same thing again, a person wanted to be machmen, not to have salad or cookies or other bagels, ke'in zeh on asayis mei tshuva. Same aloch, and the gear says to go on Shabbos the whole entire day, not to have the case of pas, that's palter, only pas Yisrael. A third reason why to definitely get a covered Shabbos, we're down with the place game, whether it's a taz yodei shen chav ches, or the Shachin Shinchav Dal the Yerdaya, or Shinchav Vav, the Magavon by us, Mitzah the Sugil, Mitzah of Foshes Chalo. The idea of the fact explains to Mishabruah that Adam Rishon was Chalosh Shal Oidim Shniva of Er Shabbos, and was taken away on Ifto on Er Shabbos. Therefore, as in the of the Mitzah of Foshes Chalo, that Miuchad Anoshim, we stood on Er Shabbos. So it comes out, why should a person make Chalos on Er Shabbos, Lekovet Shabbos? We have three separate reasons. Either making yourself, that is covered Shabbos. A second reason is as pas Yisrael. A third reason is mitzvah foshes challah. I said, well, Pasi Stroll, that's Mogavam, said over. I said, over Mogavam, and Mishmur Migdan, Nochel Nizor. I mean, it seemed to be a little bit of argument behind the Sam Pshat and Ramo. Mishmur said, Pshat and Ramo, doing it by yourself. Now, Lemaiso, this in of making challahs, the Amoin Am seems to go by challahs from the store. And they point out that you read the Ramo very clearly, Ruben covered Shabbos for Yotam Ve'in Lashanas. Ve'in Lashanas, Amor Graz, somehow Lashanas. Come on the Be'alocha, it says, V'zman Hazeh, Eschilu Ezen Loshem, some women will come along and go buy from the bakery. The law of Shabbat of the why Makatina Bazaar covered Shabbos. The fact they buy from a bakery takes away the covered Shabbos. Now, so we have this in over here, and that person should make his own chalas, the aimless shanus. Those who buy from the bakery, law of Shabbat Avdi, sounds like a weird daf case of chalas. Otherwise, say who did other macholim to by themselves, shall among this forum. But it can focus on the case of chalas. Of course, so Maisa, you go to the bakeries. And the full Erev Shabbos. What exactly is happening over here? Cool, it's against the Ramo. It's against how the Be'alocha says, Lav Shabbat Avdi. A lot of people, mice are buying challahs from the bakery. So they say, well, 2 points. Come to Erlatini wants to answer the Be'alocha. The first, in those days, when they bought bread during the week, they bought bread also for Shabbos. There was no difference in the Tzur Shabbat. Today, no one buys bread on Erev Shabbos. By challah, it looks different. It's very nicker. It's very, everyone sees it. Not only that, people tell me it's very hard in our Shabbos to even find bread. Yeah, everyone's selling challahs over here. I'm ready to get on Sunday. So, first I point out that since the miyuchad and it's nicker, just like your wife makes it for Shabbos, so the bakery is in the mokum of your wife, they're making it nicker, lekovet Shabbos. Your wife's lekovet Shabbos, the bakery's lekovet Shabbos. That's Aleph. Second, they point out, the reason why you want your wife to go make it is why it can be out of taste. Some people will say that, of course, you tell our wife how delicious it tastes over here, but the challahs in the bakery, they worked very hard upon it, and it tastes better, a little bit better, a lot better, or just as well. And matriach people, the things you get over here in the bakery, that's much easier over here, take it with a tiach from your wife, who is this no chsarm bizman hazeh, instead of sugar the ram over here, instead of sugar the bialochom. Again, because those days it was not nikkur l'kovet Shabbos. The chsaron kovet Shabbos, you're buying bread. Here it's nikkur, it tastes even better. Therefore, being down to Olatian, Abliashim, Shai Debeliski, Nemtzel, Bezil Obach, Lamaisa, the Moin Amit, Lamaisa goes to go buy from over there. Atzal Shadim, Nashi Kloin, Nishtosoi, he has askum to save l'koi Shabbos, and he writes, Chazal say, don't, we should wash clothing not on Friday, we should buy Lamaisa Chalas l'kovet Shabbos, and do it yourself. The side of the Mishabu is not. The Kovod Shabbos is a Teish Shabbos. The Kovod Shabbos is what? That you did it. The Gemara Membeis and Kedushin. Mitzvah by Yosim B'Shluchai. You should go do it over here. Then they bring down the Chod HaShoni, B'chaim Knievsky, the Maestro Fakert, Machal Yashokel, what to go do if you should go do it or not. The Maestro Shalom among the Swarm, what to go do? Should you make the Chalas or go buy from the bakery? I think the answer what to go do is very simple. What the Mishnah Yosim and Shuvan Chalakai says, Maisa, the ikir is shalom bayis. That means she doesn't mind to go do it. It takes time. It's a tircha. She appreciates it. She wants to do the mitzvah here. She's mashing the mitzvah here. Don't put your chumra upon her. That means chumra is for people who are mashing it. But not that you're mashing it, she has to go do it. She the maisa appreciates it. She wants to go do it. Kol hakavod. Otherwise, the maisa, the end of kavod Shabbos, it's very important to have the idea of oinik Shabbos. The Bach says in Simon Reish Pei, the mitzvah of Oino, Galil Shabbos, starts in Erev Shabbos.
Let's say someone doesn't like his wife's challah.
Again, Chochem Einav Bereishoy. We have to learn to appreciate certain things, each one onto its own.
He's asking for a friend.
So I say again, since the mitzvah Oino starts in Erev Shabbos, make sure there's Nuchas Nafshoy on Erev Shabbos Shabbos. Avada, what to go do in Erev Shabbos? Because mikan lekan, you can argue stark. There's Ramon, the Bialoch, and argue for dirt. Mikan lekan, but the most essential way: make sure your house is nice and healthy, run well on Erev Shabbos. That would lead to the evening of Kovod Shabbos.
Are you
going to turn off
doing on Thursday?
Oh, so now the question is a great question: when to go make the challahs? Is it dafka on Erev Shabbos on Friday morning? Friday morning, or if you do it Thursday night, do it on Thursday. The Chura, if you analyze it, the Chura, the Makoris, Mikan Lekan, Kashas is for Dafka Friday morning. Why? Number one, Ezes Takon is what? Mashkemes. Wake up early and make it. So if you're going to be mach for this idea of making challahs, the Makor Shabbat Kon the Darka Moshe is Friday morning. Not Thursday night, Friday morning. Mashkemes. Number two is, come on the Yavit, and he says to go do it. Why? Tavchalas hat, look over Shabbos. So I think even, it's not Mashkemes, do it in the afternoon. Make sure it's hot over here. Number three, the Ben Ishchai, when he says it over, he says, when is Odom Arisha Nivro? On Erev Shabbos. And when did you, when was the Odom and Olam, the Chalom? On Erev Shabbos, on Friday. Nivro, when should be done the mitzvah? On Friday, Shabbat. And number four, the Bialocha says, where's the Makor he's getting it from? And the Makor brings it, Ramis in the Kro, Boya, Biyam Ashisha, Vechinoi, Asher Viyu, Asher Ta'ofu, Ofu. When is the Chinu? On Friday, not Thursday night. Four from these four Makoris over here, comes out, if you're doing the mitzvah of Chalo, it should be done Dafka on Friday. They must put down the way the Chodeshan, the Shemeshavis, Piskechumis, Dafka in the case of Friday. Maiso, the Sefer called Rabbanit. That is Rebbe Tzvi Kanievsky. And everyone tells me, when she baked challahs, Maisha, she baked it on Thursday. She did it for years and years and years that way, and everyone knows she's a makor for why all Nashim is manazer. The makvid to now make a fresh challah and Project Shabbos, Project Connect, Project Shabbos, they always make every year when they have their signs to go out, the signs are always on Thursday or Thursday night to go make it. So, Maisha, we have the Rebbetzins, who seem to say the idea of Mechabed Shabbos is Thursday night. The Makor Shabbos seem to be on Friday. Again, what to go do? Avadi v'shteres. Your Achonah l'Kovod Shabbos. You do it on Thursday. Agam Yesh Lodim v'fi the Makor Shabbos is on Friday. Maisa again, Chaim Les Rebbetzin, for years and years, do it on Thursday. What have she made? Now the question they do like discussing, let's say the steerus in the Makarish where it comes from. That means we have one time where Clements had the mitzvah of Farshas Challah. We have a second time we said that idea over here of Kavod Shabbos. Be fresh for Kavod Shabbos. Let's say a person is making challahs just for she and her husband and her kid. The amount of challahs they make over here is not the shear to be making the mitzvah of Farshas Challah, but certainly not to make the shear of Farshas Challah with a bracha. So they have an option over here. Either they can make a bunch of challahs this week, 20 challahs, store them in the freezer, and therefore they'll have for the next couple of weeks, and therefore it will not be fresh, but you make kind of the mitzvah of a fresh challah with a bracha. And no, every single week, make challahs, be fresh every week, Friday, the Kavod Shabbos, but not make kind of the mitzvah of a fresh challah. Of the Svar Shabbos, when the steer of one versus another, which one wins out? Does the freshness win out? Or does the fresh challah maisa win out? For those who want to know, the idea of every Erev Shabbos, maisa words no more, is Kavod Shabbos. What's that? You make yourself the freshest Shabbos. Asad Hasheni, others want to know, the Shir challah maisa is more choshuv. Again, what you're going to do, look among the Svarim, Dram Lach now has 10 verse 10 over here again. We ask for Maisa both sides over here, what to go do over here. Maisa, the Shigal Das question, everyone has to go ask their Rav, which one to win out. They try to give different answers what to go do, and the gates to give a fresh challah. They get involved with, maybe I should make a dough enough for having for a couple of weeks, and then separate it, and every week Maisa make the challahs. Plus get involved with, you not make kind of mitzvah fresh challah that way, cannot make a bracha upon it. And all the answers they get involved with. But it gets a big challah what to go do, with one time versus the other time. Which one overrides which? Is the freshness more important? Or they have a fresh challah more important. The last thing, yo. Yes, Kirov. If your mommy's a Rav, go with mommy.
Who does bring down the freshness?
He brings down the idea of Kavod Shabbos. That's he said the Ikatam is. Kavod Shabbos, you yourself to go do it. Now, he doesn't say freshness, but he says you should go do it. Kavod Shabbos. Now, what? First challah is a big tumult. Baking them several times is a big challah. First challah, yeah. That means it was to give this eight enough from after the mafakik upon it. Now that's simple. The one last thing we discussed over here is that there's a Gemara Bayan Daf Tazayin, the big down, Kom is the Neisel Shul Odom, Ketim Loim Roshono, Ad Roshono, Chutz from four things. First of all, the Zainis is set up from Roshono, except four things, which are Shabbos, which are Siyontov, which are Shchoydish, which are Bonam L'Tam HaTorah. Brought down by the Rif, the Rosh, and other Rishayinim. Brought down by the Paiskin, the Taz, the Shach, Mar Avram, which will be down three different times. One over here by Hilchot Shabbos, one by Hilchot Siyontov, Tov Kuv Chav Tes, and one by Hilchot Rosh Chodesh. The idea of a person has to be medaktik, should not be medaktik in a Tzor Shabbos. The simon they say over is the words called as the Neisar Shul Odom is Ketuvim Loi from Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei, Chutz Tishrei. That means the Megala Mukos, Behitav over here on the page, the Talish, the Kingdom say, Chutz Tishrei, Tov Shin Reish Yud. Tov is for Torah, Tov is born with Ham Torah, Shin is for Shabbos, Reish for Shchodesh, and Yud is for Yontif. Now, what exactly is a Gedder? How to understand what's nichlin get of these tzoris over here that don't worry about, because Baruch will give it back to you. So number one, the person have to have kavona for covered Shabbos, or even not covered Shabbos. The ma'aseh put it for Shabbos. You have to have kavona for covered Shabbos. So it seems to be a shayla over here. The Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky, they asked him, he said, the ma'aseh, you put it for Shabbos, you put it for Shabbos. Do not have a case dafkel of covered Shabbos. It kind of sounds like him in different ways, how he answers different times. But if you buy extra, then it has to be the covered Shabbos. You buy some what you always buy, that's even not the covered Shabbos. To buy extra, to get back this Avtocha, it has to be the covered Shabbos. Others, Menorah HaMa'or, comes to Lachshav Shmuel Kamnetsky, others being down, has to be Dafka the covered Shabbos. If you don't know the covered Shabbos, then it's Anos Atzmoy. That's not the Negeda of doing it for Shabbos. Shalal Shikol Das, Shalal Monk, how to understand the Paiskim over here, what's the Geder if you do it not the covered Shabbos? The second question is, depend upon your Mida or Betochen or not. I'm not sure. So they do bring down the Simchas Chaim, the brings down, as depend upon your Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, depend upon your Gedder Betochen over here, the Chanisha being down that way. And therefore, those who want Taina, that does not mean, a Berkut says over, that means that's a perfect Betochen. That would be something that you believe upon, you really believe, not really believe, but believe a certain level of here to get back to Zavtochel. A third thing in the Gedder, again, number one, it should be the Kovat Shabbos. Number two, Shabbat B'tochen. Number three is, what is the Gedder? It's the words of Rashi, Pimashu Rogel, I'm seeing Loy. Whatever you Rogel, that should go by. The place coming down the Gedder of Regilus. Now, the Chur, I think, the way this film explained the Gedder of Regilus, meaning do not say Shabbos is a blank check. Let me take an example. Let's say a person tells you, no, go buy a suit, I'll give you a blank check, or a credit card, nothing. What would you go do? Guy wouldn't look upon the bill over here, spend $5,000. Why not? No, blank check, spend $5,000. But what would you do for your own chasna, of course, and you've been chabdi yourself? And of course, you, what would you do? A king is coming, $500, $600. We do get a blank check, why not vosnisht? I don't think it's nichl negeder, what's rogel? Rogel is what you're doing from a situation that's come to mechabit something. You want to, it's your own chasna, a melech is coming, in the covered shaboy. That's what the category is. What's he ruggle to me? What to be mash of something? That's different than the Gedder Regilus. That means the Gedder is not a blank check. The Gedder is not free. Why not? The Gedder is what's he ruggle to go do to mash of something? That's called the Gedder Shaboy. A fourth point is it says that we're going to get it back. When exactly go get it back? The words of Rashi is l'sho or l'achasho. Miyad or right away l'achasho. That moment, right after that moment. I said over a couple of months ago that, I think it was in Adar, I went to the store over here to go buy a bottle of wine, and I asked Echad Bnei Chaburo exactly which one is good. I don't know the bucket wine. He told me this is the covered Shabbos. So I go get it, takes his credit card, and swipes it for me. Mamash Miyad, I got to pay back Miyad on the spot. Then also, a couple months ago, I asked Bnei Chaburo to remind me to get a hat of covered Shabbos, and Mechazik me to go buy one of the covered Shabbos. Why? I want to, because every time I keep forgetting, when I say Barabbim, people will mom me, they talk to them on me. I got a hat that Thursday. What happened? A guy in Chaburo, who left Chaburo a couple years ago, I don't remember who he was. You heard about it. Mamash, the next day, he sold me the money, the hat of covered Shabbos. So I got it back, L'sho, L'achashor, Kepashtos. That's when I saw it. Now again, we don't always see it that way, but L'maisa, L'sho, L'achashor, that's when you get it back. A fifth point over here is, We're saying over here, dafka these four things. Dafka these four things, what about all mitzvahs? You get all mitzvahs back. So Ilam does like bringing down the Dastari Masham that says there's a Rashbo, the Shidim Kubetz in the Sugyo and Bain Dr. Zayin brings down a Ritvo. It says Aloch is Lav dafka these four things, Tishrei, Tam Torah, the Bon of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yontif. It means all mitzvahs. And then Fish and Shuvah Lemaisa, Paskins, where the Chelik test. Maisa steams are placed. And the numerous Makoris seem to go not this way. Pasha means dafka these four things over here. Gam then being down to the Medrash seems to be not this way. They're being now speaking about Kam Daf. Test they have a cash upon. But next year, the Steemers are placed game and the Ushainim seem to be dafka these four things and not more than that. Now, to go through these four things, just explain them what they mean practically. First case over here is Torah. Torah, it says, put on the Talmud Torah, Maisa, you get your money back. So, Shaila is. If so, can a person go to a tuition board and say, Maisa, I don't have money, give me a nacha, give me a Maisa, charge me less for the price over here. So there's a letter in Karen and the Igrisah, the stipend, the Chelek Gimel, the new princess of the Chelek Aleph, there are Tversky, and it's a letter to the stipend and says, should a person go over to Yeshiva, let's say they charge $20,000, so I can't pay $20,000, can only pay $5,000. Is that a chesaron? L'shol achashol. There's a chesaron of my munach, chesaron of my betochen over here. I'm going to get it back right away. Or the tuition board should say, no, go pay it over here. But already being down, there's a zoya that says the person should not haggle and hassle the Rebbe about paying his price. Pay the Rebbe, don't hassle about it. Is there a chesaron? The stipler answer back 2 points. Number one, he says, if you get it cheaper, that's your price. If you get it from $20,000 to $5,000, so the price is $5,000. You don't want to hassle, then fine, the next $15,000 is about to be giving my ton over here. That's not nichol in your haftocho that you get it back. That's your, if you get less, that's his price. Second, he said over Balabatish, why do they make the price so high? Why? Because everyone knows you go to the Arab stores in the Shuk, no one buys it for that price. They made it that price so you don't haggle and hassle. I feel you got a good deal, but that's how you get things down. Also, yeshivas, they make a high price because they know people hassle and put it down. They know the price depends upon who you are. That's not the real price. Price depends on the situation over here. The fact they can get it down, but that's the price over here. These two reasons, he says, the person should go over to the tuition board and say, the maestro, I can't pay this amount of here. That's not my, I have 10 kids, pay this exorbitant amount of price, I myself can't do. That's not a problem. Not certain of my moon of a token, and therefore not nichon the get of it says, put on the Talmud Torah. They do ask the stipler, what about the moon of chol? So the moon of chol, that's not a choice, but of. That's the moon of chol that Echam has to go pay for. That you have no heter to say it says, one of the yeshiva can charge you to go to English. Don't go to English. Well, what's the reason to go there? Who knows why? They do say, what about if so? So it says, one of the yeshiva is a rabbi. What about Eshel? Person needs something to go eat. Kids need to go eat. Kids need a place to go sleep. They need a dormitory over here. They have to go away to yeshiva. It's Eshel Nichol Negeder with Tzai Bonov. The stipend in this letter clears this question. Says Yeshel Palpel. Maestro being down in the Chodesh before Shere Raz, Milkus Talmud Torah, and Perek Alf, Siv Zayin. He writes over there that all Haitzos for your kid to go learn, even his Mizainus over here, before your child owes your child, let's say he gets married and he needs a deal and he needs clothing for his wife and his family so he can learn Menuchas Nafshoi. The Chor, that's all Nichol Haitzos, born of the Talmud Torah, because your children are your children, even though they can be 51 years old over here, they're still Nichol to get of your children. And therefore, people can go into the Shira and tell them, Maisi, get it back, Shola Achash over here. Chor Nichol and get it, it says, born of the Talmud Torah. Maisi, no, your children over here. V'oid, this Agav, the Chovetz Chaim does write in Shmir Saloshon, but he says over that when he supports a person in Torah, not only get the schar for supporting it, and Eilim Shal Emes, he'll get the Torah. Think about it. A father supports a child, he'll get back the money, and he'll get the Torah in Eilim Shal Emes. It's a pedal over here. No, the schus a father can have to support children, I'm not being personal. Maybe I am. But the schus that a father has over here to support a child over here, all the children in Torah over here, just bottom of the Talmud Torah, myself get it back, l'shola achasho, v'oid, he'll get the Torah in Eilim Shal Emes. What is chus? What about Nigar to supporting girls? So the letter, Machtovim Amorim by the Shach, If Shach says over, it's us bundle the Talmud Torah, who didn't bundle yourself? Even your daughters. Rashami says the same thing. I said, Hashem, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, daughters, that's chinuch. That's not Torah. And therefore, not nechon itzayis bottle. Rav Nevenzal, he says, in between, he says, teaching lemaisa, that's chinuch over here. But teaching Hilchah Shabbos, that's, Shabbos lemaisa is free. Teaching Shabbos lemaisa, you get your money back over here. Interesting, Shiloh. Now, the Pashas, the law, what? Right here. Doesn't sound that way. Maestro, speak out. What about Talmud Torah for yourself? It says, borrow the Talmud Torah. You get back your money spending for yourself. It says, I think the simple understanding of the Yisrael B'Yashim Chaim B'Nievsky is, it says, Davka, borrow the Talmud Torah. Not the money you spend for yourself. There's no aftacha. They get back L'Shol L'Achashol. Again, I see certain Swam once say, yeah, I think L'Chol HaPisvoshvoy and Chaim B'Yashim say not the way. The words are only, it's borrow the Talmud Torah. Fine, that's from the Gesha, it says Torah. Second thing, it says Shabbos. First, the words are called Mezainosim Shal Odom. Is it Dafka Mezainos? It means anything. So, Bik among the Swam, they seem to say called Mezainosim means anything. The words of the Torah, when he brings it down, Sim Tofu test by the case of Chodesh, his words are Chutimasha Moitzi, anything. Words are anything. And therefore, like the Boisim says, even taking a shower on Shabbos, whatever course you go, the Mikvah, the Swam, when he brings down. They bring down the Swam, say, case of a Godim, case of a generator, case of Kashmal, case of water, of traveling places, Kalim, tablecloths over here, your Leichter, making an area. Vekim means what? Comes an initial Odom, Matumle, Chutz Mashar Shabbos, meaning all Aitar Shabbos. Not after the case of Mazinus, or that's all Nichon, you said over the concept of the case of Mazinus. Even Vekim, the case of Mla Malko, most people can say, what's the idea of Mla Malko? It's the cover Shabbos. Even most boys can say it's also nichon the ghetto where it's Shabbos and you'll have this aftocho. And the question is, let's say you can get what you're buying in a place that's cheaper. My son, get the money back. So should I go somewhere cheaper to go buy it? So numerous forum discussed together. I think the ghetto should be where I set up in this forum is very simple. It really depends why you're not going to this other place to go buy it, or what would you do for yourself. That means people are lazy, people are sometimes are not as responsible. What would you do, let's say, cost you? Now, let's say the one store next to another. One is, let's say, shekel cheaper. What would you do? You go to the shekel cheaper store, that's what you go do. So if you do that for yourself, then what is be'etzim your cost? Your cost is a shekel cheaper. But let's say you have to go a mile away, I have to go take a bus there, something is 10 shekels cheaper, and you yourself during the week would not even do that for yourself. So what's the cost over here for yourself? Is right next to you. That means, again, is Baker, what is it for you? That means, don't take in the fact that, you know, now it's a Shabbos being paid by Kosh Baruch Hu, I'll be lazy. No, now I'm not going to be responsible, Hashem's paying it back. What you do, L'chor, for yourself, L'chor, that's the category, being Nichon, the getter of what should be, how much to Matriach, the getter the idea of Hilchot Shabbos. Now let's say, person, Neged Shabbos, he makes a very nice meal. His shochin, mice has a hard time, cannot make as fancy as a meal as you're making. Does a person have a right and say, Nichon Leitzar Shabbos, is to give my shochin food that's very nice for Kovat Shabbos? In Derech Sichon Chelek Beis, brings down a maestro, that there's one Avrich, he was working, another Avrich, next to him, a shochin, Tamu Chochem Godel Niflug. The one working had money to make very nice Shabbos. And the Talmud Chacham Gadol, Maisi cannot even buy fancy fish. He only had the case of tuna, sardines, nothing more than that. So this person who was working decided, I'm going to go, I'll make my Shabbos very nice. I'm going to make this Talmud Chacham a very nice Shabbos. And every week he bought him very nice things to cover Shabbos. Over the time, over years, came out that this person was working. He was not that matzliach. He had a very hard time making Shabbos for himself. Couldn't make Shabbos for himself. What he wanted to go do is still for himself, he has avtocho. He also wanted to go do this for his chaver. Talmud Chacham also to support him, take him with Tzachim and cover Shabbos. Talmud Chacham said he did not want to. He didn't want to. Take from you, you can't do it for yourself. Who says any avtocho over here? So they went over to a Rav, the Rav went over to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and asked him, is the avtocho neger to Hoytzos Acherim? That was a vikuach. Again, a wonderful vikuach. The Talmud Chacham Gadol did not want to take the money, and the person who's working wants to give him the money. Rav Yishai always have these machlokesim over here. Want to give him the money based off the Achav Hashem. So Rav Chaim says, L'chura, the Tam Chochem Gadol is correct. The fact that he's supporting him is not a Torah Shabbos. It's chesed. It's the right thing you'll do. It's tzedakah. It's very nice. But not Nichol Gedevah Torah Shabbos. They went over to Chochem Echad. Derech Sichas brought down the Chochem Echad. When I heard a Rav give a shiur about this Berech 18 years ago, he said the Chochem Echad was before it came out Derech Sichah. We went over to Baron Leib. And the Baron Leib wanted to tie in the L'chura, the person has the right to help out Tam Chochem Gadol. Why? This one was, for me to enjoy my Shabbos, how can I enjoy having a nice meal that I'm going to have my Avtocho? My Chava is having sardines and tuna. It stresses my Shabbos. So my unique Shabbos is my Chava over here to have a nice meal on Shabbos. So he went back to Reb Chaim, said with Chochem Echad Tainid, that this is my covered Shabbos to dike my friend and care about and make sure he has a nice thing. So Reb Chaim says it's good time in Lomdis. Maisa in Lomdis, you don't pass a locha that way. Maisa still not nechal negative by Tzor Shabbos. Still not nechal negative chesed. Fine, so we have interesting Shaila had to look upon it. There is a question to Dain Fisher in the Chelik test. This is over. The Shitosai, his halacha is, it's not adopted these four things. All mitzvahs nechal by Tzor Shabbos. All mitzvahs nechal negative by Tzor Shabbos. The Vit says, chesed also. Divya, you get back your money because nechal negative chesed over here. There's a Gilgan of Yishma Moshe, Topshin and Ches, he went around to the Gdolim asking this question. He beat down the Gdolim Mekan Lekan, half of them say one way, half of them say another way. Is that Tzor Sachem, Nichol Negedev Tzor Shabbos? Shigal asked the question. It's still only Nichol Negedev Ches, it's still only the right thing to go do over here. Is Nichol Negedev Naftoch Yesh Lodim? However, again, that's Leuven Vini Perea, and here's a Tzor Shabbos. I don't think the same Sigil. Some put the two together, but the four two different sugya, two different gemaras. However, they do point out a little bit a similar case, but different. Let's say I have orchem by meal on Shabbos. I mean, I'm not giving him; it's for my meal over here. Is that like Shabbos? So those who want taina here, they did ask Chaim Pnieski, and it comes to lochas, and others want taina. That's my tzal Shabbos. That's the ma'isa my meal over here. It's my meal. That's my tzal Shabbos. The yashiv want taina. That's not my tzal Shabbos. That's achlas orchem. That's chesed over here. What exactly you invite Orchim to your meal? Is that Tzor Shabbos? That's Orchim. Or whether it's your stomach or God finds you want Taino, depends if you always welcome to have Orchim, that's your Tzor Shabbos. Now, you welcome to have Orchim, that's the Chalik of Orchim. She called that question over here. But Echshia, either way, it's only the right thing to go do. Question is it Nichol Naftoch or not? The third case will be the Tzor Shosh Chodesh. There's a Shalah, that's the Gerso in the Gemara by also Naftoch Zayin. Maisa Tot does bring down this Gerso. Therefore, we pass in the idea of Rosh Chodesh Bota Magavon Mishtabu as Nichol Negedah or Itzos that we get back. It's not Nichol Itzos of Mizanes of Kol Odom Kol Hashanah. But Oid points out the base says of even if it's not the Gerso, still Rosh Chodesh Nichol Negedah of Yontif. I mean, whether we have the Gerso of Rosh Chodesh or not, either we do have the Gerso or Zuo, or it's Nichol Negedah of Yontif. Now, the Itzos Yontif, the fourth case over here, what is Yontif? The first is Chal Moed Nichol Negedah of Yontif. Does Ruah bring down the shame of the Yishalmi? Yeah. Brought down with the two and tough few tests, he writes very clearly that Yontif Rosh Chodesh V'Chal Moed. He's very clear this way. Brought down with Mr. Bru and the Paiskim that Chal Moed is Yontif, it's covered Yontif. That means any trip, anything you do, look covered Yontif on Chal Moed, any place you go, is Nichol Negedah of the Avtocho, you get it back in Lasho or La'achasho. Some people do not realize, especially in America, seem to be the Chalmoy is not Nichol Negedah of Yontif. Obviously, it's more Nichol Negedah of Yontif. Maisa Chalmoy has a category, the Negedah of Yontif. How far to go take it? Maisa, you buy Dal Milim for Sukkis. Person does any mitzvahs, you buy Matzahs, the COVID, Pesach. Should you really bother you the idea how much these things cost? Should bother you? So, Maisa, being down, what? So, that's the question Stam was there, they ask. Stam never kasha in the Gemara Daf Tes. Is a question Stam on the Sugya Gemara Be'er. They have to Stam answer. It's Stam you have to. Stam kasha. You have to answer. Serious. Stam serious words. Yeah, that's yes. That's actually what it is. Maestro being down the Sevet Tzvi Tferes a Tshuva a few hundred years ago, being down and they call that the Pashtus. Hudin Dalminim is the same thing over here. Put down me, Nichol Negedah of Yontif. The Chaznish negated to matzis for Pesach. Said look in the same category. So what about people who unfortunately keep Yontif Sheni? Maisa is the case of the Rabbanon. Are Yom Tovim that are the Rabbanon? Are the Nichol Neitzos Yontif? No, that's Nichol Negeder of Yadda Adin. That the keeper of Chazal, but the Avtocho is maybe Davkin Neitzos Teraisis. So Maisa is Yom Yes Negeder to Purim and Chanukah. He wants to tell you the whole Purim and Chanukah is not Nichol in the category of the Tzos Yontif. Why? The only case of the Rabbanon. But he tells you to be Yontif is why? Because that's Sveiko Minatoyo and it's a solid upon Minatoyo. So you want to tell Yontif Sheni, yes, and not upon Vechaniko. I tell the Sheni that before Shemarecha Zeruah Rishon and Parshas Ekev, when he writes it, Tzos Yontif, Uchaniko Purim. He writes before that way, Nichon and Gedo, Tzos Yontif. And Sweet Ferret, when he discusses the Arba Minim, he says, Hudin Shabbos, Hudin Purim and Chaniko over here. So it seems to me a Shiloh, what's Nichon and Gedo of Yontif, even things in the case of the Apollon. Just Ulai. Now, just how far to take the Yisrael Shabbai, when a person makes a seam and he sponsors it and it costs money, do you get your money back for a seam? Why? The Gemara on Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Aus Segeria, but in covered Shabbos, Gemara over there says, "Oma Baya Teisli Chazina Tzuvu Rabbanon, the Shom the Sector of Dina Yuma Tzuvu Rabbanon, the many Yontif the Rabbanon." So maybe making a seam is Nichon the Ged of Yontif, and Yontif Lemaisa Kol Mizneisa Chetzuvim Loi Roshana LeRoshana, except for Shabbos Yontif. Case is Yontif, it says Yontif. So it sounds interesting, the Yisrael Neventzel, the Yisrael Mizil Orbach, and what I know, that's not really Yontif. I've said the Shani Yisrael Chayim, and he said he's talking. The Shani Kossi, Meister, the Yisrael, he said yes. The Schlossinger, they said yes. The Garbazin said yes. The Meister sent me a Shiloh over here, and the Berkowitz, when they asked him, he said, Nichon the Gedevah, it's the Torah even. The one time the Meister said yes. That means you make a seam, cover that Torah, now we cover that Smoy, but those one time, Nichon the Gedevah, it's Yontif. If so, let's take it a step further now. The case of Sheva Brachas. Sheva Brachas is Yontif for the case of the Chos and the Kalo. So the Maisa, do you get your money back? Sheva Brachas. So the Maisa, what Berkowitz says over, you make Sheva Brachas on Shabbos, it's Nichol Gedevah Tzor Shabbos. On Shabbos. Covered Shabbos, Shabbos, Sheva Brachas. Much nicer. Mukhubad, festive, Gewaldig, Geschmack. It's very nice. That's Tzor Shabbos. Now that Berkowitz said over, someone makes a vort a much of Shabbos, and he says it's the covered Shabbos puts up a sign over the end that Mamash things that you would have the covered Bla Malka, and therefore this person who is this question put out specifically rolls and deli and steaks as the case of Bla Malka also when he made the vort. But Berkowitz says Nichol Gedevah of Tzor Shabbos, my father's son. So
Chasner Shabbos.
No, Erev Shabbos is not the covered Shabbos.
No, because the Chasner.
Well, what about on Sheva Brachos itself? It's the Isim Chaim Kniyevki. The one time now that the Yontif of all the Chos and the Kala of Sheva Brachos is their Yontif, whatever course for them. Echlami can say that the whole entire week is their Yontif, whatever course for them. The Maisa Binichon is in the Hitzah and the Zaktoch over here. Whatever course us to go make, Lavdavka, because it's not our Yontif, it's their Yontif. So there you might have Avtocha, whatever it costs them to go places and do things. Not negate to us. Maisa, we went through numerous halachas, interesting halachas over here. But there's one very important yisoid, all this one to speak out. That the idea of Shabbos, to Mechabed Shabbos, and to Ma'anig Shabbos, says the Goyin in the Pirish on the Pasuk in Yishayah and Perak Aleph, the word is the cross of the Shabbos Oinig. Call Shabbos Oinig. Not Anos Atzmoy. Make sure that Oinig is a Shabbos Shavuot. Whatever you do is to be a covered Shabbos. Whether it's Ma'akim Naftocho, whether it's Ma'akim in the day of Loi Vanei Pereya, whether it's Ma'akim Naft, let's put to the side. But certainly the correct Hanoga, the way to be the Mahalach Shavuot, the way to be Noig, is request the Shabbos Oinig. Everything we do, and the Goyin says, why the Pasuk say Shabbos, put in the word Shabbos, Avad L'Yisrael Shavuot is supposed to be L'Shem Shabbos. Na'anos Atzmoy, or Nos Beten, why not? The Seid Shvoi is what is L'Shem Shabbos. Tak mizorcho osta anegel L'Shem.